It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Okay, time for another edition of DocSmo.com, the podcast that gives parents information they can use as their children progress from the bassinet all the way to the boardroom. I want to thank you for joining me today. Now, today I'm going to bring you some new information, very important information, on the subject of vaccines. So if you're one of those parents that's a little on the fence, nervous about vaccinating your very young child, you're going to want to listen up really carefully because I'm going to give you some really good information. Now, this following discussion we're going to have about rotavirus vaccine, it's informational in nature. It is not meant to give specific medical advice for any specific child. If you need that kind of information, you need to talk to the wonderful person you call your child's pediatrician. Now, it's my opinion that the experts that study infectious diseases, the people who learn and study about germs, they've done a wonderful job of discovering the biology of these germs and a wonderful job of devising vaccines to halt their spread. But they've not done such a great job when it comes to educating the public about the advantages of vaccination and countering the negativity surrounding vaccines. Now, I'll tell you right up front, I'm a strong vaccine advocate because I hate to see children get really sick, especially from a vaccine-preventable infection. And when they get sick with these infections, it's generally really, really, really sick. Prevention is the name of the game when it comes to health care for children. Pediatrics is a preventative specialty, right? I was reading my pediatric news the other day, and this one article really caught my eye. It was talking about rotavirus vaccine, which is a vaccine that most little babies get these days. Rotavirus is the group of germs that cause the majority of winter stomach flu, winter diarrhea illness. So I was reading with much interest the actual numbers for what every pediatrician knows from their day-to-day experience, that these vaccines that prevent rotavirus infections work incredibly well. And so I thought it would be interesting for my listeners today for me to bring them the actual stats, the latest statistics hot off the CDC press that prove how very effective these vaccines are. If the medical community doesn't toot their own horn and get the word out about how effective these vaccines work, who will? Who's going to be an advocate for vaccines? So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to give you the actual numbers since the introduction of rotavirus vaccines. And I think you'll see after this podcast that the numbers speak for themselves. First, a little biology. A detour down what I like to call science lane. So we're all on the same page. Most diarrheal illness, most upset stomach illnesses, are caused by viruses that infect the lining cells of the intestines. Sure, people get bacterial gut infections, they can get toxin exposures from food poisoning, but the vast majority of stomach illness is caused by common intestinal viruses. Now, these viruses are touched and consumed unknowingly by a child, usually about 2 to 3 days before the illness sets in. And children provide the perfect target for these stomach microbes. The children have poor hygiene because they're kids. They want to touch everything because they're curious. They rarely wash their hands. And they have never encountered most of the viruses that cause illnesses because they haven't been on Earth long enough. Now, in the warmer months, most stomach infections are caused by a group of germs called enteroviruses. Entero is Latin for stomach. But in the colder weather, a germ called rotavirus is the big player. And it gets that name because under the electron microscope, it's round and it looks like it rotates. And boy, does this germ do a number on little kids when they get their first infections, the first few winters they're on Earth. It will clean their clock. Rotaviruses are capable of causing severe illness in anyone, but children seem to be the most susceptible. Since children are smaller than adults, they have less water reserve in their bodies that they can afford to lose. And when the vomiting sets in, water intake stops. When the diarrhea begins, water losses can be tremendous very quickly. And these little kids just simply run out of water very quickly. We call that state dehydration. And dehydration is a serious, life-threatening event. In fact, it's the most common cause of death among the world's children. A staggering 4,000 children every day die from diarrheal illness around the world. Contemplate that number. That's a lot of children every day. In places where there are hospitals like the U.S., most are saved by IV fluids and oral rehydration techniques. But in many parts of the world, they don't have hospitals like we have. And the ending is a very sad one, all from just diarrhea illness. Which brings me to the information I was reading about this week, this new stuff from the CDC. The CDC statisticians analyzed the data for the rotavirus seasons from 2001 all the way to 2009. Now, the rotavirus vaccines became generally used around 2007-2008 season. Prior to this, it was really not used. And so they wanted to see what was the effect after we started vaccinating a large number of kids. And what they found was the effects were incredibly dramatic. There was an 89% drop in rotavirus-related hospital admissions, an almost 50% reduction in emergency room visits for diarrheal illness, and a 10% drop in doctor visits for diarrheal illness. Now let me repeat that. 89% fewer kids were admitted to the hospital after the vaccine was introduced because of having been vaccinated. There was an almost 50% reduction in the number of ER visits from diarrheal illness and about a 10% drop in the number of children having to go to the doctor because of diarrhea. The CDC estimates that in the two-year period between 2007 and 2009, about 65,000 hospital admissions were averted with the vaccine in children under 5 years of age. That's 65,000 children who didn't get sick enough to go to the hospital because of dehydration. Pain and suffering aside, they think that the vaccine saved about $278 million in healthcare costs during that two-year period alone. Wow! To me, those numbers show that rotavirus vaccines are incredibly effective. Fortunately, most of my patients do take advantage of this vaccine. So the next time you hear somebody talking about vaccines like they're poison, keep in mind the incredible success stories like the one that we just heard about with rotavirus vaccine. Every vaccine that children get today has a similar success story. Maybe you could remind the vaccine skeptics around you of the most recent success of vaccines, like that of rotavirus vaccine. Let's give it to the experts this time. They got it right, and literally millions of children have already been beneficiaries of their new knowledge. Now, of course, when it comes to vaccines or any other medical intervention, we need to consider both the rewards, the effectiveness of the vaccine, and the risks, the downside. And every medication, every vaccine has downsides. So I've put a link with this podcast to the FDA's site where problems with rotavirus vaccines have been reported. I think you'll see after reviewing these numbers that I've given you and looking at the potential problems that have been experienced that with rotavirus vaccine, the risks are very low and the rewards are very high. I want to thank my many listeners for tuning in today. I am truly honored that so many people take the time from their busy schedules to listen to DocsMo.com. You, the parents, the children, you're the reason I make this podcast. Now, knowledge is power, and that's what I strive to impart in each episode. I want to empower parents with knowledge. So, if you like what you hear, share the DocsMo word with your friends and family. And if you like this cast, say so on an iTunes comment. Don't be afraid to give me a 5-star rating. It'll be okay. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, broadcasting from you-know-where, the beautiful Studio 1E, that's the first child's bedroom, on the east side of the house, hoping that this podcast helps you make sense of some of the vaccine dissonance. Until next time. I want to thank the following people for help with the production of this podcast: David, Golden Voice Jaffe, for his intro voiceover; Seth Jaffe, the Rocket Man Barrister, for his inspirational guidance; Wendy Smolin, chief of our talented legal staff; Sarah, the Wizard Smolin, for her digital editing and photography; and Robert Beezer, Ben Smolin, and Jerome Moof, for producing this beautiful intro and outro music you were listening to. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocsMo.com website. This DocsMo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.